What are you talking about?
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hello, everyone. Today is July 10th, 2020. My name is Bobson Dugnut, and you are listening to Bonersode 58, produced by Andrew R. and Austin. Thanks to them for supporting the show. And speaking of Austin, he emailed me recently and said this: I just heard you do the corona-related 30 or so people are dropping their garbage cans in front of your address. Maybe with the surging second wave, you can just flip it and tell people they have to be the ones to walk their garbage cans a couple blocks to a different house in the neighborhood. Maybe even at that point, if they're upset, you can then reason with them that you agree, but now their house is the neighborhood's latest assigned garbage hub. Great show. Okay, Austin, you think just because you compliment me that I'm gonna do your dumb idea? Well, you would be right. Austin also had the temerity to write again and suggest telling people I took their mailbox to sanitize it. So today, you'll hear me fuck these ideas up a few times, and I'll also throw in a genius idea of my own involving experimental batteries. Let's listen.
Oh?
Oh, hello, Nancy?
Yes?
Hey, Nancy, it's your neighbor, Ira, from down the street.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that in about 20 minutes or so, you're probably going to notice that there's kind of a distinct coppery kind of odor to the air. And
well, I'll let you talk to my husband.
Oh, okay.
He knows more about that than I do.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay,
true. Men are generally smarter.
Hello.
Yes. Oh, hey, is this, David?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, David, yeah. It's Ira from down the street.
Okay.
And, yeah, I was just telling your idiot wife that in about 20 minutes or so, you're probably going to notice, like, a distinct copper odor in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up. It's nothing harmful or anything to be worried about. But, yeah, basically what I'm doing is I'm going to be harvesting air from your house. I've got this machine dialed up and aimed straight at your house, and it's for this experiment. I'm just I'm making liquid oxygen batteries. But one of the
why our house?
It was just in range, so I figured I just use yours. And yeah, there's going to be
I don't like this.
Oh, it's nothing to be worried about. Like, it's not harmful or anything. It's just there's going to be, like, a coppery kind of smell in the air for just a few hours. It'll dissipate.
Well, I'd like to opt out on that. I mean, if you need to do this, I think you ought to go somewhere where there's no houses around.
Oh, no, it's got to be indoor air. Yeah, it's like, specifically
no,
got to come from
that's not going to happen, huh?
Well, I've already got my machine calibrated. Like, it's already, like, as we speak, it's all
calibrated then.
Well, it's already harvesting the air. Like, it's been going for the last 15 minutes or so, but in about a half hour, or probably less.
How are you hooked onto my house?
It just, absorbs the air from inside your house.
How did you get hooked up to the inside of my house?
It's not, like, physically hooked up. It's just, it's drawing the air molecules out of your house.
From where?
I'm
getting kind of irritated about this. Where are you drawing it from my house?
Why are you getting irritated? It's like I said,
because
it's
my house. It's my property. If you got a piece of equipment hooked up to it,
no, I don't have any
problem.
I don't have anything physically hooked up. It's all through the air. You don't own the air, man.
No, I may not own the air, but you said you're drawing it right out of my house.
Yeah, just the air molecules. Like, you can't even see it. You won't even notice.
Why aren't you pulling them from down the street?
Just your house is, the range doesn't go down the street.
What house do you live at here?
What does that have to do with anything? I don't understand why you're getting all upset. No.
You called me. I didn't call you. You're gonna use something on my property.
Well, it's not on your...
You say you're a neighbor. Where do you live?
It's not on your property, dummy. It's in the air.
Answer my question.
I'm at 1269.
There is no 1269 in here.
I didn't. I said 1216, dummy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. You just misheard me.
No, you didn't.
Well, you probably need to turn up your battery, because that's what I said.
Okay, I'm going to find out about this. You're at 1216?
Yeah, I don't understand why you're pitching.
Let me call. I'm going to call security and find out what's going on.
No,
here.
It's not a security issue. Look, I was just doing
it. It is to me.
David, calm down. You just need to calm down. I was doing a neighborly thing here, and you're just spazzing out on me.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Rita?
Yes?
Hey, it's Lee from the Publix, just down the street from you.
Yeah?
Hey, I just needed to let you know, in about 30 minutes or so, we're going to be shipping over just this excess bread that we got delivered to us. We're just going to be just offloading it into your yard.
Oh, no, wrong person.
Oh, this isn't Rita over at 1223?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about any bread.
Yeah, we got the okay from your HOA. They said that we could just store this extra bread that we got. We've got like several pallets, just like a overstock. And they said we can just kind of store it in your yard for a few days.
Who said that?
I think his name was Tom. I'm not real sure. My manager just told me to call you and just let you know that we're going to be dropping off these crates of bread.
No. I need to know who's said this. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I guess it was the HOA, I don't know, president or whatever you call it. Just whoever's in charge over there.
They said, all right, can you just hold on and let me call him and check on it? Let me call you right now.
Well, they're already on the way. They're going to be there real soon. So I can't.
And what is it? Some kind of bread?
Oh, yeah, it's just just loaves of bread. We just, for some reason, we got like a double shipment. And so there's like several hundred loaves of bread that, you know, we don't have room for. And yeah, we're just going to store them in your yard just for a few days till we can figure out what to do with them.
You're going to store bread in my yard?
Yeah, just crates and crates of bread.
And then you're going to come, this is somebody, dude, this is a joke.
No, ma'am, we got the okay, and I was just supposed to.
Who is this?
This is Lee from the Publix, the grocery store, just, you know, around.
What's your name, Lee?
Yeah. And yeah, they're going to be there.
This is Bob Carver. I know who it is.
Okay, you caught me. It's Bob Carver.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
Jesus.
I thought I had you fooled.
Well, you almost did.
I was like, no.
I'm not bread.
I was just sitting here twiddling my thumbs, you know, and I was like, I think I'll just pull a fast one on old Rita.
Well, lucky for you, I was in a good mood, because if I hadn't been, don't you bring any damn bread over here and put it in my
house. I was like, what wacky idea can I spring on old Rita?
Well, that was a pretty good one.
And I was like, she's just an ignorant slut. She'll fall for it.
I know.
Yep.
I know. You know, usually I am such a pushover. I would have said, well, okay, but because it was bread, I thought, no.
And it sounded like you were drinking too. Like, I thought for sure you were going to fall for it.
No, right.
Now, everybody knows you're kind of the neighborhood alcoholic. So I figured of all people to prank, you know.
Yeah.
You're such a lush.
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Just keeping on, you know, with the whole COVID thing.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Hey, is Robert around?
Yeah. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, put him on and just tell him it's Lee from the Publix.
He already heard me. He was sitting here.
Oh, crap.
Hold on, I'll tell him you want special permission.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this guy from Publix wants special permission.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Lee from the Publix, the grocery store down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know. I was trying to explain to Rita, but I guess there was some confusion. She just kept laughing at me. But in about 5-10 minutes or so, a truck's going to be coming by, and they're just going to be dropping off some excess heads of lettuce that we got shipped to us. We got like a double shipment. And yeah, we're just going to be storing it just in your yard for like a day or two.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, we got permission from your HOA president. He said we could do this. No, so
you don't have it from me, though.
Yeah, but I guess like he has jurisdiction over you.
Give somebody else double my amount. I don't want it in my yard.
Well, it's just going to be there for like a day, and you know, just until we can
call the police if you leave it here.
Oh, no, that's silly. Why would you call the police? It's just heads of lettuce.
The police are on the way.
Hey, Rita.
Yes.
Is he okay? He seemed like he got kind of mad.
He did not know it was you.
Ah. Yeah, he said he was going to call the police.
He's already called them. They're on the way.
Oh, shoot. You better tell him that it was just Bob Carver making pranks.
No, he hadn't called them. Oh. He hung up and I went, Bob, I started laughing. He said, who the hell was that? I said, that was Bob Carver.
Ah.
He said, no, that wasn't Bob Carver.
Yeah, put him back on the phone. I'll explain to him.
Okay.
What's up?
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob Carver. I was just joking with you.
You don't sound like Bob Carver.
Oh, well, you know, I have a voice changer turned on for these prank calls that I'm making.
Okay.
And yeah, Rita thought it was a, you know, funny joke, but man, you were just being a real motherfucker about it.
That's not Bob Carver.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Bob Carver.
What's your wife's name?
Just don't worry about it, motherfucker.
All right, I'm gonna report this to the FCC.
The FCC? A prank call?
He called. Hello.
Oh, hey, Jeffrey.
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about a little change coming up to our garbage collection.
Okay.
The collector, I guess they have to be able to sort on site from now on. And so we're going to go ahead and just have everyone on just kind of bring their trash over to your house. And they said they're going to be issuing you a giant tarp to just kind of lay out. And that way everyone can just kind of dump their trash, you know, on the tarp.
No.
Yeah, it was already decided on. We kind of just kind of drew your address out of a hat.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And, well, no, you know, it's just the one day, you know, it's the normal pickup day. They're just going to, you know, everyone's going to dump their trash on the tarp, just laid out in your lawn. And then they can sort through it and pick it up from there.
I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
I'm not just going to dump everybody's trash on our yard. We're having yard work done.
Well, no, you don't have to dump it. Like everyone's going to come over and just dump their own onto the tarp.
And I just told you we're having landscaping done. How are you going to do that?
Well, they're going to give you the tarp, and then you'll just need to spread it out so they can.
There is landscaping being done. There's no place to put the tarp if you've got workers here doing landscaping.
Well, I mean, you can put it in your driveway, I guess. But yeah, they need to be able to.
You can also put it in the neighbor next door who isn't even here.
No, we drew your address, so fair's fair. We're just going to rotate. You're going to be doing this for...
There's nothing fair about that. There was no vote on it? No, huh?
Yeah, well, no, it's...
I'm not happy with this at all.
Well, we're not putting it to a vote. It's going to rotate. Like, you get it for 2 months, and then somebody else, and, you know, we'll go from there. But, yeah, for the next 2 months, yeah, just everyone's going to be dumping the trash. You know, it'll be on the tarp. You know, it's not like it's
in a yard that's having landscaping done.
Well, I
not
said you
acceptable.
Could.
I'm sorry.
Well, I said you could put it in the driveway.
Who else to talk to about this?
Well, I mean, it's already been decided. It's, you know, there's no going back at this point.
Decided by who?
The HOA. We decided to put it in your yard. Well, I mean, we didn't decide, but, you know, we drew your address and. It's a done deal, so just quit your bitching, you know? It's no big deal one day out of the...
That's not working for me either, my friend.
Oh, well, we're not friends, so...
You have thrown something at us.
I didn't throw anything at you.
Nothing about, that nobody's known anything about. This is not acceptable.
Well, you know about it now because I told you. That's how you learn new things. Oh, Jeffrey?
This is not working, my friend.
What's not working?
Your approach to this whole thing.
Oh, well, I mean, you're the one that kind of just started bitching at me, you know, with the stick up your ass. And...
No, I didn't bitch at you. I told you that this is unacceptable. You're throwing something see, that nobody knew anything about.
You were argumentative from the get-go, and, you know, I don't need your
you
shit.
You wouldn't be argumentative if somebody called you and said, oh, gosh, all of a sudden we're using your yard for a trash dump.
Well, it's
and
just,
you're telling me you wouldn't be argumentative?
It's just one day a week. Like, what's the big deal? All you have to do is just put out the tarp the night before, and everyone's going to come over and just lay out all their trash in your yard or driveway. It's up to you. And then the collectors will come by and take it away. See?
I'm sorry. Who is this I'm speaking with again? It's
really simple, you know. I don't understand.
No. Excuse me. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Cody.
Cody, and your last name?
Nonomsky. And anyways, yeah, that's all I need to let you know about. Just look out for the tarp. They're going to be delivering it to you in the next couple of days.
We'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry. You kind of broke up there. What was that?
I'm through.
Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry. It's Ira from down the street.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know in about 20 minutes or so, you're going to hear kind of like a weird kind of vibration just in the air. And it's nothing to really be alarmed about or anything. What I'm doing is I am going to be harvesting the oxygen from within your house. And yeah, it's not harmful or anything, but there's just kind of a weird side effect. You're just going to kind of hear a little bit of a vibration noise in the air.
And not tell me again who you are.
This is Ira. I'm your neighbor, just a few doors down the street from you.
And why are you doing this?
It's just an experiment. I'm trying to make these liquefied oxygen batteries. And so I need to harvest some oxygen molecules. And I've got my machine just dialed up to maximum and pointed at your house.
Why my house?
I just picked it at random. The oxygen harvester, it's on a tripod kind of thing, and I just kind of...
Why don't you pick another house, okay?
Well, I've already got it calibrated, and it's already working right now, like it's...
No, I think you ought to pick another house.
Well, it's too late, it's already locked in.
Think you should pick another house.
Well, it's already going, like, I've been harvesting the oxygen molecules for the last 30 minutes. But once it reaches maximum, you're going to...
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I just explained it to you, Terry. Come on.
I heard it, but...
Well, just try to stay up to speed.
I get so many scam calls.
Oh, this isn't a scam. I'm just letting you know about the vibration that you're going to hear. Because as soon as it reaches maximum, that's when, you know, the air is going to start to vibrate.
Why do I want that done?
Well, it's not that you necessarily want it, but I'm doing it. And I just...
Why?
For science.
Why?
Why am I doing science? For the betterment of man?
Why do you need it for science?
What do I need it for what?
Science.
I need it for science because, you know, it's for the betterment of mankind. Durr.
I would rather you not do my house.
Well, what do you have against advancing humanity, Terry?
I just don't like, no. I'm just saying no.
Well, you need to stop fearing the unknown because...
No.
That's how we advance things.
No.
And you're going to get partial credit. Like once I develop these liquid oxygen batteries, I'm going to credit you and you're going to get lots of recognition.
No.
You're going to be famous.
No.
You're going to be published in all the scientific journals.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
Do you have a no?
I'm doing it.
No, you better not.
I already am. Like I said, I've been drawing the oxygen molecules out of your house for the last half hour. It's nothing to worry.
Without letting me know?
Well, I'm letting you know now that the air is going to start vibrating.
That's dangerous.
No, it's completely harmless. No, there's nothing to worry.
I don't know who you are. I don't know you.
It's just the molecules.
I'm telling you, no.
Listen, the molecules are going to start vibrating. And
no.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I'm saying no and you're not listening.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to hear you. That's why. Like I.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm saying no. If that happens, I guess I'll just call the authorities.
Well, it's already been happening the last 30 minutes, and you haven't even noticed. So clearly it's not harmful in any way.
Then why did you call?
To let you know about the vibration. Durr. Are you listening to me?
I'm hearing what you say.
Yeah, but it's not sinking into your thick head.
No.
Well, why?
Because I don't want it.
That's not a good excuse. If you can give me a good explanation.
Well, I don't care what kind of excuse. It's my property, and I'm saying no.
Well, you know,
you cannot do it without somebody saying okay.
The oxygen molecules aren't your property.
No.
Is there somebody? Is there like a man I can talk to, Terry?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is Orson available?
Who is this?
This is Cody with the trash company.
Can I help you? This is Ruth.
Oh, hey, Ruth. Yeah, this is Cody with the trash company. And I was just calling because I needed to let you know that we're just making a little change to your collection service starting next week.
What's that?
Well, instead of going house to house like we normally do, we're just going to be picking up from a centralized location.
And that would be where?
And, well, yours is going to be over there on Way.
Way? My goodness.
Yeah.
What kind of trash?
Your trash and recycling, you know, just, you know, the usual
everything.
Bit. I'm sorry?
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
No.
Yeah.
That's, no.
It's just to cut down on, you know, exposure to our drivers, you know, because of the COVID thing. So,
well, we don't hand them the trash. They pick it up off the street.
Yeah, but we can't have them go to, you know, going essentially door to door anymore. It's just, you know, it's just too much of a liability.
Oh, I can't believe that. What's your...
Okay, calm down. Let me just finish explaining. So...
Yeah, sorry.
So,
go ahead.
So, yeah, we're just going to need you to just kind of line them up. It's going to be at the corner of... And...
Does anybody over there know this?
Well, we're letting everyone know in the neighborhood. But yeah, you'll just need to wheel it on over there, you know, on your pickup day. And
you guys are crazy. You are. Who decided this? Who do I talk to?
Well, you can talk. I can try to answer any questions you might have. Just got to.
Who decided? The county?
Yeah, of course.
I got to get to the bottom of this. That is unreasonable. We just want to take them over to the transfer station.
Well, that's a lot further than just, you know, wheeling on over a couple of blocks. What's the big deal?
Wheeling over all my trash?
Well, yeah, and your recycling.
And my recycling.
I mean, quit being lazy. It's just a couple of blocks.
Oh, I don't mind a couple of blocks, but I don't know how I'm supposed to get all the stuff over there. My trash can is not on wheels.
Oh, you can probably just drag it.
Are you for real? Really, give me a number. Give me a phone number, please.
My number's on your caller ID, but...
Oh, I'm not talking about yours. I want, you know...
Oh.
I'm sure that you're legit, but I want to talk to somebody about this because this is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. You're one of those that thinks that, no, I'll just talk to a higher-up and, you know, I'll have my way. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Oh.
It's just...
No, wait a minute.
We're in the middle of a pandemic and, you know, we just got to limit where we send our drivers, that's all.
So you're not going to give me any information.
I'm giving you all the information. What else do you need to know?
I want to know how this got decided without anybody's input.
Well, we don't need your input. It's for the safety of our drivers, and really it's for your safety too. So I don't understand why you're pitching a fit about this.
Well, excuse me, Cody. I don't mean to pitch a fit. I just think it's a radical change. Starting when?
Next week.
Can you give me a phone number besides your caller ID? I guess I can look it up on the website since you're hesitant to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you a number, but I mean, it's just going to ring here to the call center.
Well, I don't expect to get my way, okay? I've lived here in the county over 35 years.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't work that way.
I mean, you could have lived here for 3 minutes for all I care.
Excuse me?
Maybe, is Orson around? Like, maybe I can just talk to the man, and he'd be less emotional about it. I mean, he's going to be the one that's dragging the cans over anyways.
He's not.
Oh.
I am the one who's going to do it.
Oh, you wear the pants. Okay. Well, I guess I can keep talking to you then.
Oh, boy, you are smart, Alec. What's your last name?
Nonamsky.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's kind of hard for me to sound out because I can't hear all the syllables.
Okay, well, you're being racist.
You're in the call center.
Yep.
The county call center.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, can you hold on a second?
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to try to get Orson on the phone.
Okay. Ma'am?
Yeah, Cody, hold on.
Okay, hurry up.
The other line, hurry up. He's got other stuff to do.
Yeah, that's right. I got shit to do.
I'm sorry.
Can't be playing phone tag all day.
Oh, hold on.
What, was he on the toilet or something?
Anybody there?
He wants to know if you're on the toilet.
Oh, come on. What's going on here?
Oh, hey, Orson.
I don't know which phone you're on.
Hello, you're Orson?
On right? I'm on the right one now?
Yes.
Okay, hey,
right,
Ruth.
So let's talk.
Ruth, just hang up because you're making me echo.
All right, sir, what you need?
Well, I don't know. You're that mouthy wife of yours connecting me to you for some reason.
She's all right on that.
But yeah, I was just explaining to her, we're going to have you put your trash cans in a new location for pickup.
Why?
We're just trying to cut down on, you know, just going door to door, the whole COVID thing. We're just trying to limit exposure. And so your new pickup location, it's actually over there, just a few blocks from you. Over there on Way.
And how do you propose we get it over to Way?
We still have legs, right?
No. You can't haul all of this recycled stuff over there.
Okay, well, you can put it in the car or whatever, you know, just drive it on over.
That's not going to work. These are big, long boxes, as long as the sofa. Okay, if I'm going to do that and put it in my car...
Why do you have so much
whatever,
trash?
I'll just go over to the transfer station.
Well, that's silly. I mean, this is just a few blocks from you.
In the past, if I'm trying to help you, but this can't be permanent.
Yeah, it's for the foreseeable future. It's indefinite.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. We put out a lot of stuff.
Why do you have so much trash? It's just two of you, right?
Doing this.
Why?
Well, that's out of the question, okay?
Why do you have a sofa-sized trash can? That's what I want to know. It's for two people. You're being wasteful. You need to cut
Wait a minute, sir. I don't have time for this. I'm a little busy right now.
Oh, well, what are you doing?
You asked if we would do that, and I said no because I'm not going to do that for the foreseeable future.
Well, then we're not going to pick up your trash. How about that?
Well, we'll just see what the mayor has to say about that.
Oh, the mayor?
Of the county, I mean.
Oh.
Okay, the county.
The mayor of the county?
And the complaint. You know, you're being unreasonable here, okay? If your stuff...
No, you're the one that wants us to...
pick up and go over there every week?
You're the one that wants us to go door-to-door and just spread COVID all over... You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
I understand that, and I'm trying to work with you, okay? You're getting nasty with me now.
No, you're the one that's like, I'm just
going
to call the mayor.
I'm on the line to try to help out.
No.
When you sit for the foreseeable future, then that kind of dashed the conversation.
Well, yeah, until the pandemic's
taxes
over.
Taxes are paid for this, okay? Prepaid. I don't care what you guys do. Talk it over with the county, okay?
The county...
I expect the trash to be gone on the date that it's supposed to be going.
The county's the one that implemented this, you idiot.
Yeah, okay, you call it what you wish, sir. I've got a lot more going than you think.
Oh,
okay.
So
I don't go around calling people's names
because
you don't agree with what's said.
Well, no, I'm just...
I don't need this conversation anymore.
Well, no, it's just because... Shut up. Hey, listen, shut up. Hey, shut up. Hey, shut up. Hey, shut up.
And I hope
hey, shut up. Orson, just shut up. Just shut your mouth. Just shut up.
I hope you get other people to do this, sir, okay?
Hey, can you just be quiet for a second? No, it's just because you were all like, I'm going to call the mayor, blah.
Hello, it's John.
Hey, John. It's Cody with the HOA.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, not bad. How have you been?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that next Monday, we're going to be coming by, and we're just going to be washing everyone's mailboxes in front of your yard. Well,
yeah.
In your yard, I mean.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're just kind of unhooking all the mailboxes from the ground, and we're just going to bring them all over to your yard. And we're just going to be sanitizing them, and we'll just need to use your hose, just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Hello, John?
Yeah, what's that, Lori?
Who is this?
I don't know.
We have a problem that week.
What do you mean?
I don't want that going on. We have seven people.
I don't know what he's asking for.
He's bringing stuff to our yard to hose
no,
off.
We don't have that.
To use our hose.
Hello, Laura?
Yeah?
Oh, hey, why'd you take the phone from John? That was kind of rude.
Who is this? You're being kind of rude.
Okay, well, I was talking to John, and you just butted in like some crazy bitch. Can you put John back on?
No,
who's calling me? You know what?
hang up.
This is Cody with the HOA.
Hello?
Oh, hey, John. It's Cody again.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And lest you don't use the word bitch over a phone. What the hell? Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, no, it's just your wife just grabbed the phone from you.
No, I don't care who. I don't care who grabbed the phone.
Well, you need to stand up.
Somebody on my phone number as a bitch.
No, John, I'm on your side. You need to stand up for yourself. Don't let her push you around like that.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know who the hell you are.
I told you
this is who you are.
This is Cody. I told you like three times. But
I don't care who Cody who with what?
With the HOA. I already explained this to you, but man, your Bull Dyke wife just kind of butted in.
Listen, we don't have a mailbox. Do you realize you're talking to somebody in?
Yeah, you're at 1226, right?
Yeah, what mailbox are you talking about?
We're bringing all the mailboxes over. We're just going to be unbolting them from the ground. And we're just going to be washing them in your yard. So we're just going to need your hose for a little bit. That's all. That's all I was calling about.
We have a neighborhood mailbox with 60 mailboxes out by the street. Why would you bring them over here?
Yeah, I know. We're going to bring it over to your yard. And we're just going to be rinsing it down and sanitizing it.
Well, you're not bringing anything over to our yard to do something for 60 mailboxes.
Yeah. We just kind of drew at random, and your address came up. So, yep, we're going to bring it over there. It's for public safety. It's, you know, because you just got to sanitize them and everything, rinse them out.
I understand that, but you have places you can take the mailboxes that sanitize. You're not bringing them over here and using our hose.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that on Monday. That's why I was calling before your bitch wife just took over and started pushing you around. John, can you tell Laura to shut the fuck up? We're trying to have a conversation.
I'm done talking with you. I don't like your language. I don't like I've never heard of this.
Well, I'm trying to stand up for you because you won't stand up for yourself. Like, are you safe? Are you okay?
Do you have my email address? If you do, you email me what you plan to do.
I already explained to you. I don't need to email you, idiot. I just explained to you what we're doing.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Alvin?
Yes?
Hey, it's Cody from down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just needed to let you know in about 10, 15 minutes or so, you're going to get like kind of a weird vibrating sound.
Why did you do this with my neighbor next door? Goodbye.
What? Hello?
Tony, I'm sorry.
Tony,
I'm sorry.
I think we had a misunderstanding. What were you saying about your neighbor?
Okay, where are we going to hear a noise? Which address?
12. You're at 1221, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down
the
street.
What's your
number? 1227. I'm just, you know, a few doors down.
What are you going to do?
What were you saying about your neighbor a minute ago?
You called one of my neighbors a few minutes ago.
Oh.
Somebody did.
Yeah, and they got all mad, and so I just decided to change the direction of my machine that I have running. And so I've got
What is the machine and why are you running it?
Who is that woman in the background? Is that Nancy?
That's my wife, yes.
Yeah, can you tell her to shut the fuck up? Because the men are trying to have a conversation.
What?
Hey, guess what?
And she's just kind of...
That attitude? Goodbye.
No, I'm just, you know, we're trying to
you
have
a conversation. Don't tell my wife to shut the fuck up.
Well, I asked you to tell her. I didn't tell her.
Don't!
I'm just saying, you know, she's kind of blabbering in the background.
What are you fucking trying to do?
Why are you cussing at me?
Because you just said fuck to me.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's just your wife, she's just blabbering.
Yeah, right. And figure out what you're thinking.
Well, it's hard to explain to you what I'm doing with her just blabbering in the background. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, tell me what the hell you're doing.
Well, I've got my machine tuned up to maximum.
What machine? What does it do?
Well, I'm trying to explain, but you're pitching a fit at me now.
Well, explain it.
Well, okay, so I'm harvesting the oxygen molecules from the air inside your house.
Why?
It's just kind of an experiment. I'm trying to...
Why?
I'm trying to explain. Quit cutting me off.
Okay.
I'm trying to develop these liquefied oxygen batteries, and I just need, you know, oxygen molecules, so I'm just harvesting from your house.
Well, don't.
Well, it's not harmful or anything. Like, it's nothing to...
Don't.
Why are you screaming at me?
I don't want my house by your fucking experiment that's not approved by anybody in my house.
There you go with the F-bombs again. I don't need your approval.
It's well, just, you're the one who started it.
Well, yeah, because your wife, she was just fucking blabbering.
No, you started it.
Well, yeah, I admit...
You're the first one who said an F-bomb.
Yeah, I know. I admit that. I fully take, you know...
Okay, so it's your fucking problem.
Oh, okay. All right, well, if we're just going to keep fucking cussing at each other, I guess I'll keep going. Anyway, you don't
and
own...
And then you can... If you... Why don't you just stop what you're doing and get approval from somebody?
Well, I've already been doing it for the last 25 minutes or so. I'm almost done. I was just calling because in about 10 minutes, you're going to hear this weird vibration in the air.
Well, fine. And why don't you take it someplace else and stop it?
Well, it's almost done. I just have like another 15 minutes or so to go, and I'll have reached maximum. You don't own the air.
And what are you achieving? What are you achieving?
I just explained to you, dummy. I'm trying to harvest the molecules, the oxygen molecules from your house.
Why?
I already told you. I'm developing liquefied oxygen batteries. It's going to be a huge...
So why are you doing it in my house?
It's going to be
Why don't you just do it in the atmosphere?
It's going to be a huge breakthrough. Oh, no, it's got to be indoor air. Yeah, it's just like the...
Well, then how are you going to get inside my house with your machine?
Oh, I'm not inside. No, it draws it out of the air from a distance. Like, it just kind of sucks it through the cracks.
Well, then why aren't you just sucking it from the atmosphere? Because that's what you're really doing.
No, you don't understand science. You're just you're a rube.
I do. Hey, I understand a lot of engineering and a lot of science.
Yeah, okay. Smart guy. Can I just talk to your wife? Maybe I can explain it to her.
No, because you just gave her the F-bomb.
Well, yeah, but she wouldn't
shut... You bitched at her.
Well, she wouldn't shut the fuck up, but, you know, if she wants to talk, then you can
I
put
haven't
her
shut the fuck up. You have.
Yeah,
why don't you?
No.
And why don't you stop doing what you're doing, or I will report you to the police. How's that sound?
Harvesting oxygen isn't against the law, idiot.
Well, guess what? Doing experiments in a neighborhood is.
No, it's not, actually.
It's called a disturbance.
No, it's not a disturbance. It's just air. It's no different from breathing. It's just a machine sucking.
So why are you putting it on somebody else's house?
I don't think you understand how breathing works.
I do.
Well, then.
I breathe every day.
Okay, then what's the difference between, you know, a machine sucking it in?
And what house are you doing this in? What's your address?
I'm not telling you. I already told you once, and I'm not repeating myself.
Are you in the one who's the closed-up house? It's all closed up?
What?
What house are you doing it in?
Are you drunk or something? I can barely understand you.
I'm not drunk.
Okay, well, anyways, that's all I need to let you know. Just listen for the vibration. It's just going to be the molecules as they speed up. They're just going to start vibrating.
And I strongly suggest that you stop doing what you're doing.
Well, I reject your suggestion.
And I will be more than happy to talk to them, the Homeowner Association, about you.
Okay,
well,
they're going to laugh in your stupid face. Motherfucker.
You're the motherfucker. You're the one who's been using the F-bomb all the time.
Yeah, but
you started it.
You escalated it, though.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I did not in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, well, don't worry.
I disagree with what you're doing.
Okay, well, it's okay, because it's just a prank call anyways.
I know that, because you're an ass.
Well, you got all worked up over a prank call. Don't you feel silly?
Nope, because you're an ass.
Why are you talking like that? Like,
have a great evening.
Your voice is
Bye.
All high-pitched. Thank you, Andrew R., for helping suck all the air out of the room, and Austin for delivering the garbage tarps. I'll send you the addresses of where they need to go. And thanks everyone else for listening and supporting the show. You're all the absolute best. Bye.
I won't regret saying this thing that I'm saying. Is it better than keeping my mouth shut? That goes without saying. Call break. Sad but
Yeah, this isn't a real call, so go ahead and fuck off, too.